Oh, fucking shit. Oh, my head. My head hurts. God, the universe hurts. Why does the universe hurt? Oh, God. Holy shit. What happened last night? I mean, I already knew that some booze sneaks up on you, but I didn't think it was that bad. At least I made it back here to the hotel. Hey, bro. You there? Yeah. Please tell me you're alive. Because the only way I could feel worse right now is if you were dead. Okay, good, because I kind of feel dead, and you had me worried. Listen, do you remember anything about last night? Yeah, sorry. I know my voice was too loud. It was even too loud for me. Yeah, sorry about that. You're probably as hungover as I am right now. But do you remember anything? Okay, so bits and pieces. Yeah, got it. Yeah, that's all I've got either. I remember we decided to pregame at Fremont Street. We told the barkeep we were here on vacation. Yeah, right. He offered us a shot of special mix. Yeah, whatever the hell that means. And for all we know, it was enough roofies to get an elephant. Yeah. Yeah, we did. We took a selfie to remember the night. Yeah, you're right. I remember that now. If I can find my phone, maybe I took enough photos to jog our memories. Yeah, where the fuck is my phone? Oh, God. Maybe I didn't even bring it back here. Where in the freshly buttered fuck is my fucking phone? I swear, if I lost it last night, I'm gonna... Oh, hey, yeah, thanks for that. I can always count on you. I swear, I would have thought of calling it if I was sober. Yes, my phone smells weird. It smells like a strawberry daiquiri. Okay, I've gotta go try and clean it off. Hey, listen. While I'm cleaning my phone, you wanna be a champ and get us some breakfast? Yeah, with how hungover we are. Yeah, order something nice and greasy. Yeah, and some OJ. Yeah, and some big drinks. Yeah, we're probably both dehydrated as hell right now. Burritos? Yeah, sure, that works for me. Nothing like a good breakfast burrito to make you want to keep living. Yeah, and that... Yeah, a couple of aspirin. Yeah, that was good. You got those. My phone? Yeah, well, I turned it off so I could clean it safely. Then it said it needed a software update. Then I had to charge it. So it ought to be ready now. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. When we told our friends we were going to Vegas to celebrate getting into grad school, remember they warned us not to go too crazy? And we both laughed. Yeah, and here we are with no memory of what happened last night. It's just like that Hangover movie, only without the baby. And the chicken. And the tiger. And Mike Tyson. Listen, have you opened the closet since you woke up? Yeah, me neither. I mean, I know there's no logical way there could be a tiger in here now, but now that I said it out loud, it's gonna worry me until I check. Well, here goes. I can't believe I'm frightened of this. Ugh. Okay, all right, we're good. Nothing here but my purse. Take that, Schrodinger. Yeah, I know it was a cat in a box, not a tiger in a closet. Remember how much help you had to give me to pass physics? You should be proud I even remembered how to say his name. Yeah, well, I don't know what I would have done if there was a tiger in the closet. Freak out, I guess. I don't know. Cry when it roars? I mean, a tiger? And I'm still pretty hungover. Finally. That should mean the cloud backup has started. Now our fate rests in the hands of crappy free hotel Wi-Fi. All right, let's see what's on my camera roll here. Okay. First picture. Here, look at this. That selfie of us about to have those drinks, goddamn drinks. Yeah, we already knew that. Show us something new. Okay, that's us outside of Caesar's Palace. That looks pretty ordinary. Okay, the first coin we put in the slot machine. I think we did it as a joke, right? Yes, I'm still hard to remember. Oh shit, look at this. It paid out, even. Look at that pile of coins. That's gotta be at least, what, 20 grand? Oh, fuck. I sure hope we didn't spend all of it. And now we're playing poker with some guys? Negreanu? Never heard of him. But if he won the World Series of Poker that many times, he must be pretty good. What about those other guys? They have some big stacks of chips with them, too. Do you recognize those guys? Okay, well, yeah, it was worth a shot. Oh, fuck, look. It looks like we beat them. That's a big pile of chips we have. What did we do next? Oh my god, is that Penn and Teller? Like the magicians? Did we really get drunk and meet freaking Penn and Teller? Oh god, my brother's gonna be so jealous. He's looked up to them ever since he started learning magic. Remember how he'd do those tricks for us? Now we're racing Lamborghinis. I can't believe we don't remember that. You know, I'm starting to get a little bummed out that I forgot all of this cool stuff we did together yesterday. Look at what we're wearing here. And that suit looks nice on you. Shows off all the working out you did this year. Yeah, my ass looks pretty good in that white dress. You think it's not the dress? Well, thank you very much. Yeah, weird color, though, white. I usually hate wearing white. I told my mom the only day I would willingly wear white. Yeah, don't worry about it. We can talk about that later. Oh, look, here's us in those fancy clothes again. But where the hell are we? Why is that guy in the middle dressed like Elvis? Oh, shit. It can't be. We didn't. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. This next photo it's a wedding certificate. We got married. We did. We went to Vegas. We got drunk as hell. And now we're married. Oh my God. How am I gonna tell my mom? How are we gonna tell anyone? Wait, can you zoom in a bit on me? Look at that ring I'm wearing. The shape of the metal, the color of the stone. Yeah, isn't that your class ring? Where is your ring? It was gone when you woke up? Oh, fucking great. I think I felt something in my pocket when I woke up. If it's... Yep. It's your ring. Right shape, right color. And it does that prism thing when you hold it up to the light. Yeah, it even has that scratch. That scratch, remember? Woman Kyle picked a fight with you during senior prom. And there's us kissing. So, it must be official. Wow. I don't know what I was expecting when I woke up, but it definitely wasn't this. Yeah, you're right. I mean, at least we're starting to figure things out. We went on the slot machine. We partied hard. We got married. But I think I'm still forgetting something. Like what happened afterwards, after we got married. I mean, obviously, there's no big pile of money here in our hotel room. So we either lost it or hid it somewhere. Or maybe it got stolen. I mean, I prefer to think we hid it somewhere. But if we were drunk, who knows where the fuck we hid it. What are we doing now? That looks like some kind of horse race. Betting. Tell me we didn't do something really stupid. Oh God, I can't look at another photo. You tell me what it says. How bad is it? What kind of name for a horse is Flaming Fireworks? Oh, no wonder we lost it all. Oh, my mistake. We had one quarter left over. We have a picture of it to memorialize it. Oh, God, yeah, I know. But it's still a bitch that we had all that money and we lost it. I mean, think of what we could have done with it. Help out our folks. You know, pay for school. Maybe fix that old car of yours that's about to die. Yeah, all those cheesy dreams. But that's Las Vegas for you, I guess. Can you believe we did all that together and don't remember a thing? You want to get an annulment? Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, but first, yeah, I have a confession to make. No, I didn't plan this, you dork. What kind of supervillain would I have to be to plan all this out? What, and get myself completely drunk at the same time? Yeah, but I have to confess, I did have an ulterior motive to inviting you out here. Yeah, okay, all right. I know we've known each other forever. I mean, my mom still has that photo of both of us in the same bathtub when we were three. She shows it to me periodically to remind me. And everything that's happened over the years, you've always been there for me. I was always one of the boys to you, no matter how much things changed. Even when both our parents' jobs got relocated to the same city. I mean, you probably have no idea how relieved I was when you told me you were moving to the same place. Yeah, I owe a favor to somebody up there. But about a year ago, I was at home, and Mom was asking me about the usual mom stuff, you know, finding a husband, settling down, you know, that kind of thing. And she starts reciting what I should look for in a guy. Does he respect your interests and boundaries? Is he willing to put your happiness before his own? Are you willing to put his happiness before your own? Does he treat you like an equal when making decisions? You know my mom, you get the idea. She kept going on about it. But when she asked all those questions, you know, the only thing in my head, all I could think about, were the times that you were like that. I swear, I had never even thought about, I really had, I'd never thought about you that way before that talk with her. But the more she talked and said those things, the more it made sense to me. If it feels like I've been a little hot and cold with you the last few months, you know, that's why, that's the reason. I wanted to be sure before I said anything to you, and the last thing I wanted was things to get weird between us. You know, so when we both got into this grad study program, this trip to Vegas seemed like the perfect opportunity. Like, we'd be able to hang out in a new place and do things that couples normally do, you know, and I could see if what it was like to, you know, like a test, like for actual dating, you know, and I realized that I was right about you. You know, I'm in love with you. I was actually going to bring it up tonight or tomorrow night and see if you maybe felt something for me, like the same. Yeah, but I see my drunk ass decided to skip a few steps and get us married first. Oh, God, talk about putting your money where your mouth is. Yeah, but, you know, I think now this might be a good thing. I mean, if you're interested, of course. I mean, we could just try being married for a little bit. Yeah, if we like it, that's great. If not, well, then we get it annulled. It's Vegas. I mean, we can't be the first couple to get drunk and married here. I mean, nobody would even have to Does that... You kissing me? You, a kiss? Does that... Do you mean... Wait, you felt the same way? Why didn't you say anything? You were waiting for the right time too? Yeah, you were. Yeah. If you tell me you were thinking about confessing on this trip, I'm gonna smack you with this pillow. You dork. Maybe this is why so many people said we would make a cute couple, but we always thought they were crazy. Seems like we both just had to get drunk to make it happen. I love you. I need you so badly right now. And the best part? That mean old prude neighbor of yours can't complain because we're married now. Yeah, so... So keep your smile on, but take your clothes off. And start stripping right now, husband. Nice. I know I make fun of you for going to the gym so much, but yeah, it's you're definitely getting some results. Yeah, I want to rub my hands on them. I'd lick them too, if we weren't both so sweaty and gross from being hungover. But if you still want to lick my nipples, who am I to stop you? Oh, wow. I always wished my tits were bigger, but it feels like they're plenty sensitive already. A massage to make them bigger. Hey, you know, I call bullshit, but you're free to try tonight. Yeah, of course you would. It's a win-win for you. If it works, I have bigger boobs. If it doesn't, you get to play with them anyway. Oh, yeah. Seriously, how did none of the guys I dated make my nipples feel as good? I mean, you could have stuck jumper cables on them and it wouldn't feel this strong. Yeah, okay. Okay. That's enough nipple play. Right now, I need you to fuck me. I need my husband to fuck me. Yeah, it still feels a little weird to say, but, you know, maybe we'll get used to it. Yeah, I want you on top. Oh, yeah, wow, I've thought about this so much. How you would feel fucking me. How I would feel when you're fucking me. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I'm not dreaming. If I knew this was gonna happen, yeah, I would have brought some lube. No, thanks. No, I'm fine. And maybe we can get some today. I mean, it's Vegas, right? There's gotta be some lube for sale somewhere. Oh my God. I can't believe how excited I am. You feel so incredibly good. Better than I dreamed of. I mean, and it's so sexy, but you're so comforting, too. Yeah, you're like one of those, weighted blankets. Oh, hold my hands. I want you to feel, I want to feel you. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Are you close? Okay, good. How close? Really, really close. Yeah. Like three. Yeah. Okay. Three. Two. One. I love you so much. A thing. I didn't think we'd end up doing this on this trip. No, I'm not complaining. No, that was amazing. I mean, you were amazing. Part of me is still afraid that this is just a dream and I'm gonna wake up after a guy in a shark costume marches into our hotel room. Well, hey, some people have dreams that make sense, and then there's me. Yeah, but yeah, let's go do things. Yeah, let's take a shower together and get some lunch. Yeah, we can maybe walk around before we leave. You know, holding hands like this married couple we are. No, I don't think we should spend all day in bed. Well, yeah, it's tempting. I don't know. Maybe we should. So, yeah, let's take that shower together. Yeah, I love you.